NPR's David Green was out in western Iowa this week covering, among other things, an event held by Republican presidential candidate Rudolph Giuliani. As part of his coverage, he also wanted to take the pulse of voters in the area, the way reporters do. And he tells us in this reporter's notebook, one voter was especially helpful.
Political reporting is definitely not a science. You listen to speeches, pick apart policy statements, and sometimes you go somewhere and walk up to strangers to see if they'll talk about their views. That's what I was doing a few days ago in Iowa.
My name is Jackie Rumond. I grew up in Council Bluffs, Iowa.
I met Jackie at a little bar downtown. After we talked about the presidential race a bit, she told me her city actually has its own piece of presidential history. In fact, she took me outside to show me.
That's where the Ogden Hotel sat, and that is where Abraham Lincoln stayed anytime he came into Council Bluffs. If he didn't stay with General Dodge, he did stay at the Ogden Hotel.
General Grenville Dodge was a railroad builder and friend of Lincoln's. Jackie offered to take me on a drive to see Dodge's house.
I actually don't even need to make a drive. This was actually perfect. I mean, this was just...
All right, but I'd still love for you to see the Dodge house.
Oh, right.
I would love for you to see a Dodge house. And like I said, that was his buddy, Abe Lincoln's buddy, when he came into town.
That'd be great.
My car is parked back here.
So often, people run away from reporters and won't talk. With someone as nice as Jackie, it was hard to say no, and so I ended up in her car.
Tell you what, I'm going to turn the AC on for you, because I can live without it.
But I'll take it
I'll
if you don't mind, but don't
you.
Worry.
We drove to the famous landmark.
The Dodge House, this where General Dodge lived with his wife.
And we drove lots of other places.
Passing Liberty Lube and Lyle's Discount Tires. See, this is a bar and laundry. Look how old that building is. And it's, you can do your laundry and get drunk while you're doing it. Isn't that a hoot?
Is that an Iowa thing?
Yeah, I don't know.
There were other interviews I wanted to do, so I hinted that we could finish the tour anytime.
I don't want to take too much of your time if you got to...
Oh, I don't have anything going on. I'm fine.
When we finally got back to the bar, I thanked Jackie.
Now I got to get my tour guide a beer.
Where else did we
I owe you.
She was regretting some of the stops she forgot.
Yeah, we didn't go up to Big Lake, where the other Lewis and Clark monument is at. No, we didn't go up there, but I'd be more than happy to take you there if you'd like to go.
Do it on my next trip. I'm coming back.
Okay.
A lot.
All right.
I'm going to be living in Iowa.
The Iowa caucuses are 6 months away, and I will be back in Iowa. Jackie said she'll be planning another tour.
NPR's David Green.